USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court said Friday that it will review President Donald Trump's effort to exclude immigrants in the country illegally from the census count. The numbers are used to calculate how congressional seats are allocated among the states. The Supreme Court rejected the president's attempt last year and should do so again. That's according to Dale Ho, director of the ACLU's Voting Rights Project. He said that on Friday. The legal mandate is clear. Every single person counts in the census, and every single person is represented in Congress. Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden was asked about the New York Post report that alleges email shows his son made millions trading on his father's influence. The former vice president spoke to reporters outside his private jet on Friday, and when he was approached about the subject by CBS News reporter Bo Erickson, Biden went after the journalist. "I know you'd ask it. I have no response. It's another smear campaign right up your alley. Those are the questions you always ask." USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.